In modern cybersecurity, organizations struggle to keep pace with the sheer volume of software vulnerabilities that emerge daily. The exploit prediction scoring system provides a data-driven way to prioritize which weaknesses are most likely to be targeted by attackers. By focusing resources on high-risk issues first, teams can patch critical gaps faster, optimize defenses, and lower the chance of a damaging breach. The exploit prediction scoring system is a data-driven model that assigns each published software flaw a likelihood score reflecting how probable it is to be exploited in real-world attacks. By analyzing historical exploit trends, flaw characteristics, the presence of proof-of-concept code and software usage patterns, this system predicts which vulnerabilities attackers will target first. This approach shifts focus from theoretical severity to actual threat probability, helping security teams prioritize fixes and allocate defenses more effectively. The exploit prediction scoring system generates a likelihood score for each software weakness by evaluating factors such as flaw category, availability of public exploit code, time since disclosure, and how widely the software is used. It converts these data points into a value between 0 and 1 to show the relative chance of real-world attack. This ranking helps security teams focus first on vulnerabilities most likely to be exploited. The exploit prediction scoring system empowers security teams to take a risk-driven approach to vulnerability management. Common use cases include guiding patch schedules, focusing penetration tests on the most likely attack paths, and driving dynamic risk assessments. By prioritizing flaws based on real-world exploit likelihood, organizations can reduce exposure windows, allocate resources more efficiently, and demonstrate clear data-backed progress to stakeholders. In the coming videos, we will explore how the exploit prediction scoring system works under the hood, examine the data that powers its forecasts, demonstrate its use in prioritizing risk and patching efforts, and show practical ways to integrate it into your security operations. By the end of this series, you will understand each component and know how to apply this scoring approach to strengthen your organization's vulnerability management.